Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
Now, Brooke, it is Best Friends Day. We've been having a lot of fun with that. I think what it has come down to is we're just trying to share the people in each other's lives.
Yeah, because we get along and it's been great. And so, by you know, it should just work out that everybody else that we get along with should get along with us, right?
Guy Sebastian says, let's put our love on display. Let's share it around.
Because you wouldn't keep a Ferrari covered up.
You would not. You'd be crazy. Although it probably is better for like rust and weatherproofing and stuff. Mm. So, Brooke, we spoke to your friend Emily, or what did you call her?
Hoopy.
Hoopy.
Yeah, that's my little nickname for her.
So, yeah, we caught up and learned a bit about your friendship. What Brooke has suggested, Emily, is that you two have a bit of a, I guess, a bit of a friendship history quiz. I've got a couple of questions. Brooke doesn't know what they are yet, but names are your buzzers. Let's see who can get in first. I don't actually know any of these facts for sure, but
the concerning part is that we might not even know the answers to these questions.
Okay.
So years of friendship, but if I know anything about you, that'll be amazing.
Well, I'll try not to drive a wedge in between and stake my claim.
Well, okay, so shouting names out for buzzers, right? Is that, okay. That's what we're doing.
That's
all right.
What I've got. We're all
perfect.
Clear.
All right, done. Let's do it.
All right, first question. In what year did you first meet?
Brooke. 2007.
Emily, is that correct?
Oh, I don't even know what I had for breakfast. Like,
would you say that's right, though? Because we met in, like, when I moved over, which was I was in year
six.
Yeah,
like primary school, wasn't it?
Yeah. Gosh, we're
old. Oh, God. So long ago.
This might be a similar question. Who visited whose house first?
Emily.
Ooh.
Is it mine?
Did we go to yours? I don't know. Do you remember a specific moment in time?
Like, I'm pretty sure it was like birthday party era.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that. I don't know.
All right, this is a little later in the relationship. Who drove the first Macca's run?
Oh, Emily. That was definitely Brooke because it took me forever to get my license.
Yeah, you're right. I had to think about that, but you're totally right. It was you. Oh, you're
How late in life was this, Emily, that you got your license?
Look, it was still, I still got my license in high school.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't like, you know, catching the bus every day like moron.
I was hoping you'd say 24 years old and would have something in common.
Oh, no. Bob, come on.
All right, here's one question I think to round it out. Who's got the better relationship with the other's mum?
Brooke, I definitely do have the better relationship with Emily's mum.
How so?
I get messages from both Brooke and my mum when they meet each other in Woolworths.
And she made me an apron the other day and it has these cute little chickens on it.
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. H, love you.
I'm going to have to get in with your mum, you know?
Yeah.
My mum or Brooke's?
Hey, look, both. We'll do both. I'm great with mum.
I just want us to connect, Hoopy.
It sounds so weird coming out of anyone else's mouth.
I know, right? It's like, give it 10 years and then you can call me Hoopy.
Okay.
You got to add it, Bob. Come on, calm down. Oh, Emily, thank you so much for doing this today.
Oh, that's all right. It's just, you know, weird to see you in your element these days.
Well, you're not saying me. It's radio, mate. Come on.
I'll just see myself out.